Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows, He does not waste our wounds, and He does not even waste our failures. Thank you, Jesus. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Your Majesty. This is from the studio recording Kingdom Come. This particular song came to me way back on August 4th of 2001. Psalm 93:1 says this, "The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord has clothed and girded himself with strength. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved." Our God is clothed with majesty. But guess what? So are we, because we are new creations. The story behind this song is pretty unique, pretty cool, one of my favorite stories. When I saw the movie trailers way back in the day for the movie The Princess Diaries and saw that it was actually rated G, I planned to take my five daughters to see it with me, just a dad date with my five girls. Little did I know, but this was going to be a very profound moment in my life. The movie's premise is this. The queen of a small European nation comes to America to ask her granddaughter, the rightful heir to the throne, to come and take her place as princess of the realm. Of course, the young girl feels inadequate and very unqualified to be the princess, unworthy and incapable to rule as a royal princess. As the story unfolds, circumstances warrant the girl's eventual realization that, even though she may not feel adequate to reign, this is who she is. Do you see where I'm going with this? The moment comes in the movie when the queen is to present her princess to the world. Oh, did I mention that Julie Andrews plays the queen? Her very presence commanded our attention, commanded our awe. The queen steps out into the ballroom in splendor, and she slowly reaches her hand out for the princess, whom we see for the first time in her princess's gown, looking like a transformed person. It was awesome. In that moment, I'll never forget it, the movie soundtrack goes silent to heighten our sense of awe. The queen proudly takes the hand of the beautiful princess and promenades her, in slow motion, of course, around that room. Tears began streaming down my cheek as I realized that this is exactly how Jesus presents us to all of heaven when we are saved. He takes our hand. He cleans us up. He presents us to the hosts of heaven as royal heirs to his kingdom. Regardless of our past, regardless of who we used to think we were, pure majesty. Let's think about that as we listen to the words of this song. And let's be who Father says we are, regardless of our past, regardless of our circumstances, regardless of our temptations, regardless of how we feel. The truth is the truth. Our God loves us this much.
As the king enters the room, a very reverent hush fills the air. As I look all around, I see knees bowing down, all left speechless at the glory everywhere. For the king was standing there, so unworthy, not wanting to be seen. I was so amazed to see him gaze at me. As he held out his hand, I was too weak to stand,
So he picked me up and held me, washed me clean. In the presence of the King, is King of Kings, who reigns in majesty. In the presence of such royalty, I thought this surely must be a dream, but I still knew somehow it is here, it is now, that I'm standing in the presence of my King, and He is standing here with me. Help my weak and feeble eyes to see just a glimpse of who You call me to be. So I stand here unashamed as I proudly proclaim, I'm a servant of the King who ever reigns. Jesus Christ is His name. Your Majesty, hail the King. Your Majesty, who bled and died for me. I will magnify Your name, unashamedly proclaim Jesus Christ, my King, who reigns in majesty. Your Majesty, hail the King. Your Majesty, who rose and set me free.
Thank You, thank You, thank You for loving us like that. Truly, the earth is full of Your majesty and Your glory. But we as new creations get to experience in a way no one else ever will. What was old has been made new and clothed in the majesty of the holy, righteous King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank You so much, Father. We bow in the presence of Your great majesty. In Jesus' name, Amen. Psalm 96, verses 1 through 6 says this: Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Guys, we as new creations have every reason to sing to the Lord a new song each and every day of our existence. We have every reason to proclaim his salvation and goodness, to proclaim his splendor and majesty. And why is that? Romans 8, 16 and 17 says this: The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. You and I, we are fellow new creations in Christ. We are born again children of God, and that means we are joint heirs with our brother Jesus Christ. And what does it mean to be a joint heir with someone? That means we share his inheritance. All that he is and all that he has is ours. He is righteous. We are made the righteousness of God through faith in Christ Jesus. He is the answer the world needs, and we are his ambassadors to the world around us, ambassadors of his saving grace, ambassadors of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, ambassadors of his amazing, redeeming love. 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10 says this. This is about us as new creations. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Brothers and sisters, we are who our Father says we are. Whether you feel it or not, you are chosen of God. That means he wanted you. You are of the kingly priesthood. That means you can approach the throne of grace with boldness. You are a holy nation. That means you have been set apart for a special purpose on this earth. You belong to the Lord God Almighty. That means you were bought with a price, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, because he wanted relationship with you that much. He brought us out of the darkness of sin and into the marvelous light of his salvation. We are subjects of the kingdom of God who rule and reign with him. If he is clothed with majesty, guess what? So are you, because you are filled with his spirit, filled with his presence. Need I say more? Let's do this. Let's live like those who believe they are servants of the King of Kings and allow the majesty of his presence to clothe us with his glory in every area of our lives. And let me close with this. This is Jude 1, 24 and 25. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory blameless with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. That says it all right there, doesn't it? Let's be who God says we are. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome, amazing, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. If you haven't already done so, subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free and it's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all set to go. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you just take a couple of minutes right now and leave me a review? And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan.
There's actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching vlogs I've posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan. Join us at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, Renewing Your Mind. I have fantasy books, I have children's books. Just check them out. Type in my name and you'll see what I'm talking about. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Your Majesty, from the studio recording Kingdom Come, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else about today's podcast, remember this. This is the truth. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.